This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, family, murder, and the American South, elements in the new film Undertow. We'll talk to David Gordon Green, the very young director. First, though. An especially lovely rendition of Home Means Nevada, the official song of the Silver State, and a signal that it's time again for another of our series on the swing states. Our partners at Slate have been visiting the battlegrounds and writing about what factors may help decide the presidential race in each. And with us today to talk about Nevada is Seth Stevenson. Seth, let's start with a little history. In 2000, Nevada went for?
George W. Bush.
And by how big a margin?
Bush got 49%, Al Gore got 46%, and Ralph Nader got 2.5%.
And what about the state's recent voting history?
In the last 10 elections, Nevada has voted for the winner every time except 1976, when it voted for Gerald Ford over Jimmy Carter.
Okay, and finally, how many electoral votes at stake here?
Five.
Okay, five. Seth, you write after your visit that, like many states, Nevada has a pronounced urban-rural divide. Maybe it's more pronounced there than anywhere else because Nevada has this huge urban area of Las Vegas. Tell us about the split.
Yeah, there are really two Nevadas. There's Las Vegas and everything right around it, and then there's the entire rest of the state, which includes Reno, the only other big population center, Lake Tahoe, and then sort of a bunch of empty ranch land and a bunch of even emptier government land, military bases, the infamous Area 51. The recipe for success for any sort of statewide GOP candidate is to come out of the rest of Nevada with about 60,000 or 70,000 vote lead over your opponent, and then hope to sort of run out the clock in Las Vegas and the suburbs around Las Vegas. And that will be what Bush tries to do this time.
I think there is a big presidential issue in Nevada that you just don't see anywhere else. That's Yucca Mountain, the site designated to become the repository for all of the entire country's nuclear waste. Nevadans don't like this idea very much. So how is that playing between the candidates in the election?
Yes, very few people like to have nuclear waste in their backyards. Yucca Mountain is a mountain about 90 miles north of Las Vegas, and the plan is to bury the nuclear waste inside the mountain. The issue comes up every election cycle, and the candidates sort of hammer home at it. It's a really easy issue because neither Republicans nor Democrats want the nuclear waste. And it seems like during the Bush administration, it's sort of become a fait accompli that this is going to happen. But Kerry is making noises about saying, you know, this is never going to happen on my watch. It's not clear he could actually back that up. The real question is, will it swing votes in Nevada? There's a bit of Yucca Mountain fatigue among voters there because they've gotten this hammered at them every election cycle. But there are a lot of new transplants in Nevada, and they can still get fired up about this issue. And in a race as close as this, you know, who knows, if it swings a few votes, it could make a difference.
You mentioned the new Nevadans. In fact, it is the fastest growing state in the country. That must have some play here.
Sure. It's the fastest growing state in the country for 17 years running. It's unbelievable. It makes life really easy for real estate brokers, but not so easy for campaign strategists. A lot of the growth has been Latinos who come for a lot for casino jobs and service jobs in the tourist industry. And then the other big influx has been seniors who come for the active retirement communities outside Las Vegas. The Latinos tend to trend Kerry and the seniors tend to trend towards Bush. Sort of a question of which group gets registered and turns out, and both sides are making very strong efforts in this regard.
The economy is not much of an issue here?
Not as much as the rest of the country. Nevada's been doing pretty well. So there's not too much to complain about it. You know, as we said, it's growing really fast. There's a lot of job creation from the tourist industry. So, you know, whereas that might be a vulnerability for Bush in other states, it's not so much here.
Okay, you're not in Nevada anymore. If you were, you could go to a casino. You could place a bet. Who would you be betting on for the election of president this year? In Nevada, just in Nevada.
If I were forced to bet, I think I'd have to bet for Bush. The state sort of by default leans GOP. It'll take some doing for Kerry to take it out of his grasp, but it's possible.
You can find Seth Stevenson's article on Nevada and the rest of the Swing States series at Slate.com. Seth, thank you.
Thank you.